ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. పూర్ణమదః పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతిశ్శాంతిశ్శాంతిః. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. అసన్నేవ స భవతి అసద్బ్రహ్మేతి వేద చేత్ అస్థి బ్రహ్మేతి చేద్వేద సంతమేనం తతో విదురితి తస్యైష ఏవ శారీర ఆత్మా యః పూర్వస్య అతాతోను ప్రశ్నాః ఉతా విద్వానమం లోకం ప్రేత్య కశ్చన గచ్చతి. ఆహో విద్వానమం లోకం ప్రేత్య కశ్చిత్ సమశ్నుతాః. సో కామయత బహుశ్యాం ప్రజాయేయేతి సతపోతప్యత సతపస్తప్త్వా ఇదగుం సర్వమసృజత యదిదం కించ. ఇన్ ది లాస్ట్ వెబినార్ వి పోస్టెడ్ 3 క్వశ్చన్స్. ఫస్ట్ క్వశ్చన్ వాస్, ఇస్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్ ఆర్ నాన్ ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్? బ్రహ్మ అస్తివా నావా? సెకండ్ క్వశ్చన్ వాస్, విల్ అన్ ఇగ్నరెంట్ పర్సన్ అటైన్ బ్రహ్మన్? థర్డ్ క్వశ్చన్ వాస్, విల్ అ వైస్ పర్సన్ అటైన్ బ్రహ్మన్? ఈవెన్ దో ది ఉపనిషత్ ఎక్స్ప్లిసిట్లీ ఆస్క్డ్ ది సెకండ్ 2 క్వశ్చన్స్ ఓన్లీ, బై ఇంప్లికేషన్ అండ్ వేరియస్ అదర్ రీజనింగ్స్ శంకరాచార్య పోస్ట్ the first question, namely, is Brahman existent? We went through the reasonings behind the Acharya's assertion about this question in the last webinar. Here the Upanishad does not directly say that this is the answer to the first question, namely whether Brahman is existent or not. This Upanishad actually is going on teaching the Vedanta, and that portion contains the answer to this question. So if one casually reads, one may perhaps feel there are no questions, one such question at all. And so Shankaracharya, in his commentary, he takes each portion and he asserts that each portion points out a reason to prove the existence of Brahman. So he divides actually the following portions into 7 sections, and each section is pointed out as a proof for the existence of Brahman. Sapta yuktayaha, 7 reasons he is providing. And this portion that we just have read is taken as the first reason. So Shankaracharya quietly, he ascertains that the answer for the question Brahma asti va na va, Brahma asti, Brahman is existent, because the reason is jagadaha karanatvat. Brahman is existent because it is jagat karana. So now comes the second section, which gives the second reason, and let us read that section today. Tat srishtva tadeva anupravishat tadanu pravishya సత్యత్యచ్ఛాభవత్ నిరుక్తం చ నిరుక్తం చ నిలయనం చ నిలయనం చ విజ్ఞానం చ విజ్ఞానం చ సత్యం చ నృతం చ సత్యమభవత్ యదిదం కించ తత్ సత్యమిత్యాచక్షతే తదప్యేష శ్లోకో భవతి. సో నౌ ఆఫ్టర్ క్రియేషన్ వాట్ డిడ్ బ్రహ్మన్ డూ ఇస్ ది క్వశ్చన్. Once the creation is already accomplished, what did Brahman do? As we saw earlier, Maya created the whole universe. And what is the creation of the universe itself? We should remember that creation is nothing but nama rupa yoho vistaraha. The addition of nama rupa alone is called srishti. We have given actually many examples for this earlier. If you take wood, out of wood, when you create a furniture like a desk, we are not creating anything at all. Previously also would was there, now also would is. We have not even created an iota of wood at all in the process. And what was the creation of the desk is only give a particular shape to the wood, and in keeping with the shape, we gave a name to it called desk. So, Nama Rupa Vyakaranam, the elaboration of Nama Rupa alone is Srishti of the desk. And similarly, Maya contained in itself all the Nama Rupas in dormant form, in potent form, or in seed form, Bija Rupam. That is why Maya is often called Avyakrita Nama Rupam, unmanifest name and form, condensed name and form, potent name and form. That is what Maya is called. So if you have got, for example, yeah, we can talk about various things, a chapati dao. People make chapatis, right? They got a dao. And you may make so many Nama Rupas with the same dao. You can make puri, for example, puri shape, chapati shape, naan shape. So many things can be made. And when you merge them all together in a lump, all Nama Rupas have dissolved into the lump, and we can again create all these from the same lump. So this spherical form is the potential form for all geometrical shapes, according to perhaps mathematics also. How do we prove it? Take different parts and then some forms and then join them all together. That's what we get, a spherical form. So in Maya, from all the Vyakrita Nama Rupas, during Srishti Kale, at the time of Srishti, all the Vyakrita Nama Rupas, all of them, distinct names and forms, earlier they were all indistinct. They were all in one lump in Maya. But late they were all existing as potent forms. Later, at the time of creation, they all became distinct names and forms. So previously it was Nirvikalpam. Now it is Savikalpam. Earlier, Avyaktam. Now they have become Vyaktam, manifest and explicit distinct. Okay. If this is Avyakrita Namarupa, if it has to become Vyakrita Namarupa, then should it undergo any change at all or not? Necessarily. So Maya undergoes change. Maya is Parinami. And by undergoing Parinama, Maya becomes the Vyakrita Nama Rupa, the various names and forms that we see in creation. So all the Nama Rupas we see are only Maya Vikaraha or Prakriti Prakriti Vikaraha. They are all modifications of Prakriti only or changes of Maya only. So my name and form, your name and form, anybody's name and form, they are all Prakriti Vikaraha only, modifications of Prakriti only. But this is not enough, because a subject is created, an object is created. Since both subject and object are Maya Vikaram, are they Jadam or Chetanam? That will be the question. Are they inert or they are Chetanam, sentient? They will be Jadam only, because Maya is Jadam. So Vyavahara cannot take place only when Vyavahara Namarupas are there alone. They are all Jadam, so there is no transaction that can happen among them. So even though the Namarupas are created, they cannot have transactions among them. They have to be enlivened. Then only they can enter into transactions. Otherwise, they will be only inert matter. Chaitanyam has to come to enliven them. So what does Brahman do? Tat srishtva tadeva nupravishate. So the Brahman, having thrown out Maya into various namarupas, various names and forms, the very same Brahman enters every namarupa as the very Chaitanyam behind it, as the very Chitabhasa behind it. Chitabhasa, the very Chaitanyam behind it, the Brahman enters. And the moment the Chaitanyam is behind the Namarupa, previously the human being was like a statue, inert. Now the human being is a Jivaha, a live Jivaha. Animal is a live Jivaha. So they all become enlivened by the presence of Chaitanyam. So by the entry of Chaitanyam, they all got enlivened. So what is Jivaha? The very same Brahma Chaitanyam, which is in the form of consciousness in every body, that consciousness, that Chaitanyam is called Jivaha. When it is in the original form, it is called Brahman. When the same Brahman put the cloth of the Jiva's Namarupa, various Shariras, various Sharira Namarupas, behind the Shariram, behind the various bodies, Brahman becomes the Shariri. Behind the Kshetram, in our Bhagavad Gita language, behind the Kshetram, Brahman becomes the Kshetrajnaha. Behind every Deha, body, Brahman becomes the Dehi. Like the Shariri, the Dehi. And once the Dehi is available, the Chaitanyam is available, all kinds of transactions can happen. Smiling at each other or frowning at each other, talking, whatever one transacts, all those things can happen the moment Chaitanyam manifests. So all vyavaharas are possible because of the presence of Chaitanyam in the Jivaha. And who is this Chaitanyam? That is Brahman. The Chaitanyam is Brahman. So Shankaracharya says Brahma asti because Jiva rupena vartamanatvat. That is the second reason. First reason we said Jagat karanatvat. Now it is Jiva rupena vartamanatvat. We cannot ask whether Jiva is there or not, because this fellow, I am a Jivaha. So I cannot ask the question whether I am there or not. Even to ask that question, I should be there. So Jiva is none other than the reflection of Brahman. The reflection is possible only when the original is there. If the original is not there, there can be no reflection. So tat srishtva tadeva anupravishate. Having entered many bodies, anupravishate, having entered many bodies, the sthula sukshma shariram of various bodies, the very same Brahman enters those bodies as the very Jivaha, the experiencer principle, the sentient principle, drashta, shrota, manta, jignasa, all these, ityadi rupena, brahma eva, jive, sharire, pravishati. So that is how we should understand. So in those forms, the Chaitanyam enters. That makes this Jivaha to do various transactions in this world. But the only difference is what? When the Brahman is obtaining behind a body, the Brahman gets a name called Jivaha. The same Brahman, when he obtains behind a body, he gets the name Jivaha. So when the Jiva is functioning as the experiencer means the various transactors, the seer, the hearer, the speaker, that seer is what? Brahman alone functioning through the eye of a person is called the seer. Brahman alone functioning through the ears of a person is called a hearer. So the same Chaitanyam, it enables a person to transact by its very presence. So when all the instruments are knocked off, for example, all the hearing faculty, the smelling faculty, seeing faculty, they are all knocked off, then this seer is not seeing or hearing. Then who is he? So seer minus seeing operation, what is that? Who is that person? Is nothing but Brahman. So Brahman alone enables this Jadavastu to see or to speak or do all the things, and the seer. So he becomes a seer by the presence of Brahman. So seer minus that seeing operation, what will be left with is only Brahman. So I myself, plus Upadhi, the instrument, is Jivaha. And I minus the Upadhi, the instrument, is Brahman. So, Sopadikaha, Jivaha, Nirupadikaha, Brahman. Without Upadhi, medium, instrument, is Brahman. Like what? Actually, we can see a lot of examples. When I am a waker, when I am awake, with respect to the dream world. So, with respect to the dream world, as a waker, I am Ishwaraha, the Lord. With respect to the dream world. Why? Because the dream world is born out of me. Dream world is sustained by me. And when I wake up, the dream world resolves into me. Then what do? In the dream world, I create many people. I do a lot of things. Many of our suppressed things can be expressed in dream, or many of our impressions can be all enacted in dream. And for this enaction of all those impressions, we need the people, we need a dream wife, we need dream children, we need dream boss, dream office. All those things are recreated in dream. And if the dream individuals have to be contacted, I cannot contact them through my physical body. I have to use a dream physical body to contact my dream creation. Like as we go, for example, from one country to another country, the currency changes. We cannot transact in dollars when we go to China, perhaps. You have to convert the dollars into some local currency, and then only we will be able to transact. But unfortunately, the dream body is only a thought projection. The projection of so much of vrittis, impressions, without a consciousness of its own. So dream body is only a thought projection without a consciousness of its own. So if the dream body has to transact with the dream world, then the dream body would require the presence of Chaitanya. Then only it can transact in the dream world. And who provides this Chaitanya to this dream body? Who provides this Chaitanya? I, the waker, myself. So tat srishtva, having created a dream body, what do I do? Tada tadeva nupravishat. I have withdrawn from this body, this physical body. I have left the waker's body. That is why it is as good as a dead body. When I am dreaming, this waker's body, it cannot smell, it cannot see anything around, it cannot hear all that in the waker's body during dream, during sleep, cannot hear all that. So daily, actually, we go on dropping one body and entering into the dream body. Normally, they say, you know, many of these rishis had the ability to leave their body and enter into another body. We are doing it every day. Whenever we are sleeping and we are dreaming, we are dropping our waker body and entering into the dream body. All other people know, I will return back to this body. When I go to sleep, others know that I will come back to this body. Otherwise, they may go and cremate this body perhaps. But the beauty is, the moment I enter the dream world, dream body, and become the dream experiencer, from the standpoint of the dream world, am I a dream jiva or Ishwara? That would be the question. When I enter into the dreamer, dream body, and become the experiencer of the dream, so from that standpoint of the dream world, am I a dreaming jiva, dream jiva, or Ishwaraha? Once I identify with the dream, I am no more the Ishwara of the dream. I am an ordinary individual in the dream. Thus, the Ishwara alone is playing the role of dream jiva. And how does he become a jiva? Because he has identified with the dream body. Now, the question is what? How do you prove that the dream jiva, the experiencer and the waker, the Ishwara, the waker, the Ishwara, and the dream jiva, the experiencer, how do you prove that they are identical? Because we always say jiva Ishwara ikyam. How do you prove that they are identical? Because if they are different, after waking up, I will never say I saw these things in the dream. I will say that the dreamer saw the tiger. I will say that the dreamer had this problem. We will talk about the dreamer as a third person in singular. But we say, I saw a terrible dream. That means what? The dreamer I, the experiencer, and the waker I are identical. Then what is the difference? When identified with the dream body, I am dreamer I. And what is waking up? When disidentified with the dream body, the same dreamer is a waker. Not only that, identified with the dream body, when I become a dreamer, I, the jiva, I am created as a creature, as an individual in the dream. But when it is disidentified as waker, I myself am the creator. So identified with the body, I am created. And disidentified with the body, I am the creator. The same thing has to be extended to the waker state now. When I am obtaining in the waker's body, seeing, hearing, etc., I am called a jivaha, an individual. But when I am not a seer, when I am not a hearer, smeller, when I am not a pramata, the knower, the very same I am Brahman. Why? Brahman alone, having created tat srishtva, having created tadevanu pravishate, has entered. Kim rupena, jiva rupena, in the form of jiva. And so what is the conclusion now? Every jiva is none other than Brahman only. And do you have the existence of jiva? We will not ask that question at all, because the question itself, to ask the question itself, as I told earlier, one must be existent. So there is no doubt in the existence of the jiva, then there cannot be any doubt in the existence of Brahman also. Because Brahmaiva jiva rupena idanim vartate. So this is the second reason for the question, Brahma asti va na asti. For that question, this is the second answer. Brahma asti. Brahman is existent. Why? Jiva rupena vartamanatvat. Upalabhyamanatvat. So first reason is Brahma asti jagatkaranatvat. So jagatkaranatvena vartamanatvat. Now we want to now continue to srishti now. Again. So the second reason is given. So we want to continue to srishti. Before that, we want to actually discuss one more point also here, which Shankaracharya discusses very, very elaborately. And it is the popularly known Anupravesha Shruti. This particular section, this is called Anupravesha Shruti. This sentence. So, Tat Srishtva Tadeva Anupravishate. This is called Anupravesha Shruti, very popular. It is very famous in the Shastras. And this entry statement, this is called the entry statement. Here, Shankaracharya's Bhashya is very, very popular. We will hint at least some points, even though we may not go into the details for this, which are outside the scope of this discussion also. So Shankaracharya raises a question, how can Brahman enter the body, the Shariram? For example, if I have to enter this hall, I can do it since I am not all pervading. Entry is what? You are going into a place where you are not. From a place where you are entering into a place where you were not, that is called entry. Whereas I am not all pervading, so I can do that. Water can enter a bottle because water is not all pervading. How can Brahman enter any place because Brahman is all pervading? Shankaracharya analyzes various possibilities for this question through his elaborate commentary. And he says, entry is impossible in any way. To say Brahman enters is impossible in any way. And so we have to find out an implied meaning for this statement. For this entry, we have to find an implied meaning. We cannot take the literal meaning, the vachyartha. So vachyartham cannot be taken. Lakshyartham alone has to be taken. And he says, entry means being available in the form of manifestation. Shankaracharya's interpretation is, entry really means being available in the form of manifestation. So, chitabhasa rupena upalabhyamanatvam eva praveshaha. Brahman obtaining in the body as the reflected consciousness. We are already familiar with this term. Reflected consciousness as the manifest consciousness alone is called entry here. And he gives actually an example also. Yata suryaha adarshe pravishtaha. So there is, for example, a mirror. And the sun is reflected in the mirror. The sun that is above in the sky is now reflected in the mirror. And the reflections can be experienced by us in the mirror. Therefore, we idiomatically, what do we say? The sun has entered into the mirror. It is only the reflection of the sun through the mirror. And we say, sun has entered into the mirror. So, pratibimba rupena, in the form of reflection, atra upalabhyate, tadeva pravishaha, praveshaha. So, that reflection, which we call it as entry, that alone is implied here as the meaning for the word pravesha, entry. And the beginning of the Upanishad also, the Upanishad had mentioned, சத்யம் ஞானமனந்தம் பிரம்ம யோ வேத நிஹிதம் குஹாயாம் பரமே வ்யோமன். So the Upanishad had said that the Brahman can be recognized as the consciousness in the guha, in the cave of the mind. If Brahman can be recognized in the mind, then the Upanishad has to say Brahman has entered the mind. If Brahman has to be recognized in the mind, Upanishad's terminology is Brahman has entered the mind. How? In the form of reflected consciousness, in the form of Chitabhasa. And what is the final thing now? Entry means Brahman being available in the mind as reflected consciousness or manifest consciousness. We don't say Brahman has entered the table or chair. Why? Because even though the Brahman is pervading the table and chair also, here the consciousness is not manifest as chit. The chit, the awareness, it's not available there. So even though the Brahman is pervading the table, the consciousness, chit, is not available, whereas every jivarasi, everything, every living being, we say Brahman has entered. Brahman is the very living being, the consciousness, manifestedly available. That is the meaning of praveshaha. The Shankaracharya establishes his argument in regard to this anupravesha shruti. And now the creation is continued further in the Upanishad. The Upanishad says that this Brahman alone manifested in the form of the whole creation. Brahman alone manifested in the form of the whole creation. And the varieties of Namarupas, all the name, form, functions, Namarupa, Karma, are all explained here. So what all things the Brahman became, the Upanishad lists. Brahman, having created, what all the things he entered in them and what are the things he created. So being the material cause, being the upadana karanam, we saw that earlier itself, Brahman alone became everything. And when we say Brahman alone became jivaha, it is from the standpoint of chit, the consciousness principle, the awareness principle. And when we say Brahman alone became the whole creation, it is from the standpoint of sat, the existence principle, because the whole creation, like desk and all other inanimate things also, they don't have chit, the awareness principle. All inert objects, the desk, the table, everything, they don't have chit. But remember, in the sat rupena, in the form of existence principle, Brahman sarvatra vartate, Brahman is present in everything. So Brahman became everything means Brahman provided Sat, the existence, to all of them. So Brahman lent the existence principle, the existence, to all of them. So we call them Brahman entered everything. So to the living beings, Brahman provided two things. For any living being, Brahman provided two things, the Sat, the existence principle, and Chit, the awareness principle. Both he provided to all living beings. And to the inert things, Brahman provides only Sat, the existence principle alone, but not Chit, the awareness principle. That is why we have an example actually. We have to remember that when the heat is passed through an iron rod, we take an iron rod and heat it up. And when the heat is passed through water, take water also and pass the heat through them. What happens in the two cases? The fire, when it passes through the iron rod, it provides two of its powers to the rod. What are the two powers it provides? The heat and the light aspect both. Because the rod becomes shiny, prakasham. The rod becomes hot, aushniyam. So the ushna aspect, aushniyam, and the prakasha aspect, both are provided to the rod by the fire. So the fire gives ushnam and prakasham, both to the rod. But when the fire is passed through water, what happens? Only the ushnam is borrowed by water, but the water does not become incandescent, does not become shiny. Whose mistake is this? Not that of the fire. Fire is available for all. Fire is available for both water and the iron rod. But water can draw only aushniyam, the heatness, whereas the iron rod can draw both heatness and prakasham, the shine. So in the same way, the body and desk are both inert matter only. In both, Brahman is pervading also. But the body is capable of drawing both Sat and Chit aspect of Brahman, whereas the desk or table, any of those inert objects, can draw only the Sat aspect of Brahman, the existence principle alone. Therefore, this is called Chetanam Bhokta. The desk is called Achetanam Bhogyam. So both are because of Brahman alone. Both the names are because of Brahman alone. So by the Anupravesha Shruti, by this entry Stuti, Bhoktra Prapancha has been talked about. Now we will talk about the Bhogya Prapancha. Satcha Tyatcha Abhavat. Satcha Tyatcha Abhavat. So Sat, that is how this is now, you have to split it. Satcha Tyatcha Abhavat. Sat means Murtam, the formed creation, all those creations which are formed. And Tyat refers to all those creations which are formless, the Amurtam. Murtam is with form, Amurtam is without form. For example, Akasha, Vayu, they are all Tyat. They are all Amurtam. They don't have a form. Whereas Agni, Apaha, Prithivi, all those things, they come under the category of Sat, since they all have Murtam form. Our physical body is Sat, whereas our mind, our pranas, our indriyas, they are all Tyat. They don't have a form. So Sat cha, Tyat cha, Abhavat. They all came. Not only that, Niruktancha, Aniruktancha, Niruktancha, Aniruktancha. Niruktam means actually clearly definable things, very precise things. And Aniruktam means vague things, not clearly definable. Those things also came about. Nilayanancha, Nilayanancha. Nilayanam means the support, Adharam. Anilayanam means which is supported, the Adheyam. For example, a house, if you take a house, house becomes a nilayam, nilayanam. And the one who dwells is in the house, he is anilayanam, the one who is supported. The earth is nilayanam. And all the oshadis, the herbs, the plant kingdom, they are all anilayanam, they are all supported. Vijnanancha, vijnanancha. Vijnanam means all the chetanam principle, all the chetana vastus, all the chetanam items. The physical body are all Chetana Namarupa. And Avijnanam, the river, the mountains, stone, they are all Avijnanam. So all the Vijnanam and also Avijnanam, they were also created. So from this it is very, very clear that from the Shastras, stone is not a living being at all. We've heard people talk about stone growing and this and that. Stone, according to Shastras, is not a living being. Then alone karma can be exhausted. For example, it cannot take birth like a stone. Because karma has to be exhausted, it has to be born as another living body, and it cannot be born as stone. That is indicated by avijnanancha. One without chaitanyam is avijnanancha. Here also one more point we have to understand. When we say stone is achetanam, stone is achetanam, we should not say stone is without consciousness. We have to be careful. When we say stone is achetanam, it does not mean stone is without consciousness, because consciousness will not be all-pervading. Then, because if we say stone doesn't have a consciousness, then it will mean stone, the consciousness is not all-pervading. So we should say that stone is without manifest consciousness. One should not say stone is without consciousness. It is without manifest consciousness. That means chit is there, but not Chit Abhasa is not there. Chit is there, but it is not manifest. Chit Abhasa is not there. So Vijnana means Chit Abhasa Yuktam. And Avijnana means Chit Abhasa Rahitam. Chit Abhasa Yuktam and Chit Abhasa Rahitam. Thereafterwards, Satyancha Anritancha. Satyancha Anritancha. Vijnanancha Vijnanancha. Satyancha Anritancha, Satyam Abhavat. So Satyancha Anritancha. Here Satyam means what? Which is relatively real. Satyam here refers to which is relatively real. Like the Jagrat Prapancha, the Vekar universe, it is relatively real. And Anritam means that which is relatively unreal. like the Swapna Prapancha, the dream world. So the waker's world is relatively real and the dream world is relatively unreal. In our day-to-day vyavaharas, day-to-day transactions, we take the Jagrat Prapancha, the waker's universe, as real and Swapna Prapancha as unreal. In our day-to-day vyavaharas, for example, rope, we take it as real, and the rope snake, we take it as unreal. We take the tank of water as real, and the mirage water as unreal. So from worldly standpoint, we divide things into real and unreal. The worldly reality or empirical reality, Vyavaharika Satyam, we call it in Vedanta as Vyavaharika Satyam, relative reality, and the relative unreality is called Pradipadika Satyam. So Vyavaharika Satyam and Pradipadika Satyam. So empirical reality is one and the other is subjective reality. Pradipadika Satyam is called subjective reality. And why we call the Jagrat Prapancha as relatively unreal, relative real? Because from the standpoint of Brahman, Jagrat Prapancha also is unreal. And Swapna Prapancha also is unreal. From the point of view of Brahman, both are unreal only. And Satyam and Anrutam means Vyavaharika Satyam and Pradipadika Satyam. Relatively real and relatively unreal. And both of them. So all these five pairs, Satcha, Tyacha, Niruktancha, Aniruktancha, Nilayanancha, Anilayanancha, Vijnanancha, Avijnanancha, Satyancha, Anrutancha. Brahman alone became all of them. Brahman alone became all of them. That means Brahman alone supports, Brahman alone lends existence to all of them. Brahman alone gives the existence principle to all of them. That means whenever we say any one of them is, that isness, the very isness is the existence that belongs to Brahman. Whenever we say something is, that isness belongs to Brahman. Like when we say pot is, the isness of the pot goes to what? Goes to the clay only. Ornament is, the isness of the ornament goes to gold only. Similarly, the Nama Rupatmakam Jagat, the universe of Nama Rupas, is nothing but proof of Brahman's existence only. The very existence of the Nama Rupatmakam Jagat goes to prove the existence of Brahman only. So the proof for the existence of clay is the pot itself. There is no pot without a clay. So if there is a pot, there should be definitely clay. Tasmat Brahma Asti. So based on these discussions, Brahman is there. For what reason? Jagat Rupena Vasamanatvat. Brahman is very much existent. Because it is shining, it is manifest in the manifested creation, manifold creation. Now, do we have any doubt in the existence of Prapancha, if you ask? There is no doubt at all because of this reason itself. We should not have any doubt regarding the existence of Brahman. We have no doubt regarding the existence of this universe. So, because the universe exists, we should not have any doubt regarding the existence of Brahman also. So, this is the third reason. So, Brahma Asti Nimitta Karanatvat. Actually, in the first reason, people normally try to argue between the first reasoning and the third reasoning, there is no difference at all. Because Jagat Karanatvat and also, you know, Brahma Asti Jagat Rupena Vasamanatvat. Between these two, what is the big difference? People argue here, Brahma Asti Jagat Karanatvat in the beginning, that means the first reason, that Jagat Karan means what Karanam it is. Whether it is Nimitta Karanam or Upadana Karanam. That would be the question. But at that time we saw Sokamayata Bahusyam Praja Yeyeti. So Sokamayata, that Kamanam, that desire, the ability, the desire to create, that thing is primarily for the Nimitta Karanam. Only the potter wants to make the pot. So Ishwaraha, he wanted to make the creation. So it is the Nimitta Karanam, not the material cause, it's the intelligent cause. the instrumental cause. So there, when we say jagat karanatvat, that refers to the nimitta karanam. And here later, Brahma asti jagat rupena vasamanatvat, when we say that, it is essentially the upadana karanam primarily. So Brahman is upadana karanam because that alone becomes satcha tyacha abhavate. And number one, the first reason emphasizes nimitta karanam. So now concluding the section, the Upanishad says satyancha anritancha. The relative reality, vyavaharika satyam, satyancha, when we say satyam, satyancha anritancha, the vyavaharika satyam and the relative unreality, pradibhatika satyam, that is anritam. Both are created by Brahman. So which Brahman is what? Which is paramarthika satyam. So we have got now three satyam. One is the vyavaharika satyam, satyam. Another is pradipadika satyam, the anritam. And the third one is paramarthika satyam, which is Brahman, the absolute reality. So relative reality, relative unreality, and absolute reality, all the three. So the paramarthika satyam, Brahman, creates the vyavaharika satyam, world, as well as the pradipadika satyam, dream. Dream prapancha. Both are created by that. So both the relative world and the relatively unreal world are created by the absolutely real Brahman. I will repeat the same sentence again so that we don't have confusion. Both the relative world and the relatively unreal world are created by the absolutely real Brahman. So vyavaharikam pradipadikam cha paramparamarthika satya brahmana srishtyate. Okay. Then who creates the paramarthika satyam? If somebody has to ask that question, I hope nobody asks that question, because question itself is wrong. Paramarthika satyam is not created by anyone. Objective reality, vyavaharika satyam, and the pradipadika satyam, the subjective reality, they are created both by paramarthika satyam. And paramarthika satyam does not have a creation at all. Nobody creates it. And what is the difference between objective reality and subjective reality? If you want to ask that question, if you take again the same example of the rope and the snake, the rope is called objective reality because all of us are able to see the rope. We all can see the rope. It is objectively available for all people to see and perceive. So the rope, the desk, the table, all these things, they are all objective reality. The prapancha, objective reality. In fact, the whole world is subjective reality. Then what is subjective reality? Upon the rope, because of my problem, I see a snake. There is no snake. But upon the rope, because of my own problem, I see a snake and I get frightened. This snake is seen by me alone, whereas others see only it as a rope. For all others, it appears as a rope. Only for me, it appears as a snake. So the snake is purely my mental projection. It is not the mental projection of all others. Therefore, it is available only for the subject of perception and not objectively commonly available for all. Like the mirage water. Then I alone am experiencing also the subjective reality. Swapna, dream, hallucination. Some people, they all have this vision, hallucination and all. You know, they have all these visions. They are all subjective reality because it is not available for others. And normally, in common parlance, the objective reality is classified as real. This is in worldly, in common parlance. Objective reality is classified as real. Desk is real. The table is real. The microphone is real. They are all real. Sun is real. And the subjective reality is taken as unreal by common people. For example, dream, mirage water. They are all considered unreal. So, whereas Vedanta says subjective reality and the so-called objective reality are both unreal. According to Vedanta, the subjective reality and objective reality are both unreal. If both of them are said to be false by the Vedantin, then the Vedantin will be asked, what is at all real? Vedantin has to face this question, what at all is real? Then he will say, that is paramarthika satyam, Brahman. That alone is the absolute reality. That alone is real. So all these three are given in one sentence here in the Upanishad. Satyancha anrutancha satyam abhavat. Satyancha anrutancha satyam abhavat. So there are two satyams here. Satyancha, first satyam, anrutancha satyam abhavat. The second satyam, that should be understood here as the paramarthika satyam, absolute reality. Among the three words, the second satyam, word satyam, is to be considered as the absolute reality. Abhavate means became, manifested. As what? Satyancha, anrutancha. So the paramarthika satyam, Brahman alone, manifested as satyancha, anrutancha. The second satyam is actually here, satyam, the vyavaharika satyam, and the anrutam is the pradipadika satyam. The one which we just described earlier, vyavaharika satyam and the pradipadika satyam. Actually, in English we can call absolute reality alone, absolute paramarthika satyam is absolute reality. Absolute reality alone manifests as objective reality as well as subjective reality. Having given this much, the Upanishad says, in short, Veditam kincha, it is asking that next, making another statement, Veditam kincha. Not only Nilayanancha, Anilayanancha, Vijnanancha, Avijnanancha, not only the list of objects it just listed, in short, everything in creation, they are Brahman alone. They are all because of Brahman, became Brahman alone, became everything in creation. Became, again we should understand, became means within inverted commas, became within quotation, became, eva became. Swami, this is became, eva became, as if, as it were. So entry, eva entry, there is no real entry, entry, eva entry. As you know, as we told, when the sun reflects through the mirror, we say sun entered into the mirror. So it is entry, eva, like as it were entered. Similarly, became, eva became, just as the rope became snake, same way. Became means as it were, as though. Therefore, the Upanishad concludes, Tat satyam iti achakshate. Tat satyam iti achakshate. Therefore, that Brahman is said to be the paramarthika satyam, the absolute reality. Iti achakshate. That is the rishis or the scriptures, that is how they declare. And tadapyesha shlokaha bhavati. In regards to this also, there is this following Rig Mantra. And as in every stage, we had this Rig Mantra quotation. So in regards to this also, there is this Rig Mantra quotation. In regard to what? Brahman itself manifesting as the creation. That is the topic. Brahman itself manifesting as the creation. With respect to that also, there is this Rig Mantra quotation. And the Rig Mantra quotation would clarify that manifestation of Brahman in the entire creation. And that will be the discussion next, which we will see in the next webinar. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakriti leenasya yaparasa maheshwarah. Sri Krishna arpanamastu. Narayana.